League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Let's do something.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9 in Sienna and Raven. If you've dedicated an entire wall in your home to putting up pictures and theories trying to figure out who the masked singers are, that's all I need to know about you.
That show's got people excited,
well,
man.
Well, the season finale was last night. I'm not going to do any spoilers because that's not cool, even though it's hard to avoid if you turn on, you know, the internet.
Was it the lion? Was it the bee? Who was it? I can't believe it.
Who was the winner? I'm not going
to
tell you.
You're not supposed to tell me. I mean, yeah. You just said you weren't going to tell me.
Well, I'll tell you this. It was the monster, but I won't tell you who the monster is.
You can help yourself.
I'm not telling you who the monster is. But here's the thing. One of our listeners tweeted like a picture of this. Like it was literally like a CSI board when they're trying to figure out who murdered who.
Right. I've seen this. I've seen this. People with their whiteboards out and they're doing it. They're doing a trace down.
It was a whole wall in their house.
Right.
I'm like, that is commitment. I go, you should work for the police.
That's fantastic.
It was insane.
Yep. Yeah,
I mean,
it's
good
fantastic.
For them. But also, if you think Lady Gaga is the bee, like, get out of here. Like,
right.
Lady Gaga's
she's been busy.
Yeah.
She's not showing up. I mean, listen, I know the show's a hit, but she's Lady Gaga.
Jenny McCarthy's hosting. Like, Lady Gaga's
right.
not getting up there in a mask.
Do you know what they paid her to do those Vegas residencies? Right. She's not getting up there. Right. here we go. If you declare war on someone that's using their cell phone at your show, that's all I need to know about you. I get it. It's rude. It's terrible. Jamie Kennedy doing a set in California. Mm-hmm. Up there, and two girls are texting in the front row or somewhere in the show, and he declared war on them. Here's some audio.
Excuse me, lady from Orange County. Tell me, how am I disturbing? I'm rude? This is war. This is war, lady. You don't understand the creative process.
I mean,
Look at you. You don't understand the process.
You can't lecture people on the creative process when you're up there when they're paying for the tickets.
Right.
You can't do
right.
it.
Even if
it is rude, and it is rude behavior.
It is, but this is the thing that always gets me. It's like, I understand you don't want somebody to be on their phone, but you don't know what's going on in their life.
Right.
You don't know that their babysitter is not calling with a problem.
And
you don't know.
Modern times.
Right.
The fact is they're not collecting phones at the door unless it's a Jason Derulo party.
They paid their amount. Like, if they want to sit there and they want to play Candy Crush the whole time, what are you going to do?
You can't do anything about it.
It's true. If you steal $30,000 worth of rare coins and then turn it in to do the, like, coin machine at the grocery store. For $29.30, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, my gosh.
Please tell me that happened around here.
Florida.
Oh,
unfortunately.
Of course it did.
I wish it happened around here
because that
story is gold.
I mean, were they gold coins? I've always wanted to come across, like, a chest of gold coins and then bite one.
Right.
Right, like a pirate, like they used to do in the old movies or the old cartoons, right? Just bite one.
I feel like there's easier ways to test to see if it's actually gold.
You're probably right.
This guy found a sunken, like, pirate ship, got it, swam to shore, and then went to Coinstar.
Right.
Like, it doesn't make any sense at all.
Right.
All right, chime in.
I'm not rolling these things, man. I'm not rolling them.
1-800-330-9999. You just got to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Parents, you got to do me a favor today. Turn around, look at your kid, and say, hey, do you know who Momo is?
Yeah, look them dead in the face.
Right. And if they say yes, you got a big problem this morning.
Yeah, it's a situation.
Yeah, Star 99.9 and Sienna and Raven. When I started seeing this pop up on Facebook, it was from some people that I don't necessarily believe stuff they post.
Right, so you thought it was fake news.
I thought it was fake news. And then it was more people that I know well and that I trust, and they were sharing these articles. And then I started doing some research, and I'm like, this is a real thing. Momo is this really creepy character that has been showing up in the middle of children's shows on YouTube. And YouTube has come forward, and they've also said and issued a warning to parents, along with the app WhatsApp, saying, hey, you need to monitor your kids' accounts. This is getting by. You need to let us know. And what happens is the kids will be watching, like, Peppa Pig or something like that. And then halfway through the episode, you leave the room or whatever. You're not paying so much attention. And this Momo character, who looks possessed by an evil demon, comes on and tells them to do terrible things.
Yeah,
I'm talking about self-harm. ways to hurt your family members. Really awful things.
It's a character that looks a bit like from The Ring and Rings, and then also like Slender Man, like kind of a combination, which was also a weird thing that went on with that too. And obviously, we've seen some harm happen over the last couple of years involved with that stuff. It really is crazy. It's amazing to me how this stuff gets in there too. Like, you got to think to yourself, like, I mean, what is
crazy
this
people.
A hack? Is this
it's a crazy person?
It's a different upload. It's so crazy.
It's. I mean, I always wonder when I see things like this. I wonder what is wrong with people. This is actually the face of this Momo is based on a Japanese sculpture. So, I mean, I feel bad for
it's
that
creepy.
Japanese sculptor.
I think they were going for creepy.
They were definitely going
I think
for
they were
creepy.
Going for creepy, so I wouldn't feel bad about that.
This is the thing that gives you nightmares as a parent. Seriously, take it serious this morning. Ask your kid. But it got me thinking, Raven. You know how there was always that one character when you were a kid that scared the heck out of you?
Yeah.
What was that?
I do remember reading the book Pet Sematary and being definitely afraid of anything outside of the back sliding glass door. So I had my room was downstairs, and I had my own entrance and exit, that type of thing. And I remember reading that book and just being terrified looking out the back door and thinking to myself, like, this is going to be, you know. Like, I was going to die that night.
Right. It's scary.
Yeah. And they're coming back out with that movie right now. And now it's going to be the sister and not the son.
And you're still going to be scared.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I started having this reoccurring nightmare. Did I ever tell you about the vampire with a neck on top of his head? So in my nightmare, it was always a vampire, right? And it kind of looked like what you would think Dracula would look like to a 6-year-old, 7-year-old. I've had this reoccurring dream my entire life. The only thing that's crazy, creepy about this vampire is that he has a neck on top of his head.
That does seem strange.
Wow. Yeah.
It's just an open neck?
Just an open neck on top
it's
of
like
his
a valve.
Vampire head.
Right. Right. What?
Freaky.
Things go in and out of this neck, or it's just there on top?
Just there on
top. Could be a growth. Could be like a growth. You ever see that tree guy? Where he just had all the surgeries on his hands, and then the tree hands are coming back.
Oh.
I'm just saying your Count Dracula could have had an ailment, all right? Maybe we should have empathy moving forward instead of terror.
Well, what I don't have empathy for is Momo or whoever's behind it. So make sure you ask your kids this morning about it. And consider maybe, like, taking them off YouTube or WhatsApp for a while until they get this figured out.
I'm curious. What was the character, though, that scared you when you were a child? 1-800-330-9999. Tell us.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
Oh, my God. Gremlins. They used to scare the crap out of me.
Yeah,
I used to think that it was just going to happen as soon as the, bright light. Oh, it just scared the crap out of me as a kid.
And probably the most important thing, don't ever feed him after midnight.
So which one did you like? No, as an adult, which one do you like more, though? Is it Spike and the bad guys, or do you still like Gizmo?
Gizmo still.
Oh, man. Spike had so much fun. Thanks for the call. Have a good morning. And Raven, what's that scary character from your childhood?
Okay, so my mom and my dad, when I was 5 years old, took me to the movies to see American Werewolf in London.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a bad idea.
Right.
And let me tell you, I've had nightmares from that movie since that time.
The bathtub
scene. Now in my 40s, like, cringing for life.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
The bathtub scene. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible.
At 5 years old, I should absolutely divorce my mom at that time.
Thanks for the call. Have a good morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Ann Raven.
What was the character that scared you as a child?
Oh, without a doubt, is those twin girls from The Shining.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to say Mary-Kate Ashley Olsen. That makes more sense.
Right, but they are just as scary, too, with those eyeballs. Don't trust anything with eyeballs that big. It's an alien.
Oh, the crazy eyes.
Those girls were scary. Remember seeing Shining uncut versus cut? Like, I mean, it's still scary when it's on TNT and TBS. But, man, it's real scary when you see it, like, you know, you're flipping through and it's on some cable channel.
Well, that's what it was. HBO, as a kid, I was flipping through with the volume down. I saw this kid going down the hallway on his big wheel. I was like, oh, this is cool.
Right.
All of a sudden, he turns that corner and comes into them. That was it.
It can still scare you as a grown man, too, when Jack Nicholson walks into that bathroom.
It does.
All right, you want to chime in, too? Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. This Momo challenge is certainly not funny this morning. Make sure you talk to your kids about it. But we want to know, what character as a kid definitely scared you? Call us at 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What scared you as a kid?
Hi, good morning. The leprechaun.
Yeah, the leprechaun, man. Definitely creepy. People forget Jennifer Aniston was in that, wasn't she?
Was she really?
Really? Yes. I didn't know that.
We're going to find out right now.
Somebody was in Leprechaun, like old school big star, was in one of the Leprechaun movies, and man, it scared me.
It's going to require me figuring out how to spell Leprechaun correctly. All right, got it. Well, Leprechaun, Jennifer.
Nobody knows how to spell Leprechaun correctly.
I'm sure someone does.
He's still creepy, man. I mean, it seems like of all the characters in the past.
She was in it.
So it seems like of all the characters of the past that could have been like a fun character for kids or whatever that they ultimately made mean and terrifying, like Leprechaun's one of those strange ones, right? Because tiny
totally
little
ruined
guy
it for me moving forward.
Right, tiny little guy after gold and green beer seems like a dude you could root for, and then you know after that it was like no.
Wow, is that my gold? What the hell are you? I'm a leprechaun, me dear.
Oh, it is freaky. That's real creepy, right?
Hi, I'm talking about the thing that scares me.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. What's that character that scared you from your childhood?
Chucky.
Oh, Chucky, right. Chucky was creepy, that's for sure. But did he become more lovable when he got Jennifer Tilly as his girlfriend?
Right.
Because I feel like Jennifer Tilly was always weird and creepy, too, but that voice just disarmed you.
Right, and when they get dressed up as the groom and the bride, it's kind of sweet.
Right?
Even though they're, like, covered
in
blood.
They have love, even though they're sociopaths.
Right.
Covered in the blood of people.
Mm-hmm.
But, right, no, it was kind of romantic in a creepy way. Thank you for sharing.
Sure. Bye.
Bye.
Take care. And, Raven, what is that character that scared you as a child?
So, to this day, I walk in the grocery store, Quaker oatmeal box. The guy in the blue hat.
Oh, the Quaker,
Oh, my God. To this day, I look at it, and it freaks me out. And he just stares there, like, looking at you, smiling.
Come over here to the Quaker area, child.
Eat my oats.
Come over.
His hat is just too big.
Like, too big, that hat.
Right. Yeah. Hat's full of death. You're right. That hat is full of death. Thank you, sir. Have a good morning.
Thank you. If you want to chime in, too, head to our Facebook page. Just search Anna and Raven.
Oh, my God. Could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Roger and Sue joining us together this morning. Sue, let's start with you. What's going on?
Well, we're doing a family portrait. Roger's grandmother wants to have a wonderful keepsake photo of the entire family, and she doesn't want our adopted son Oliver in the picture.
Why?
Because she thinks that because he's not blood, he shouldn't be in the photo.
I mean, that's really shameful, actually. That's kind of disgusting behavior.
I feel if our son isn't in the photo, I don't want to be in the photo, and I don't want Roger in the photo.
With you.
Oh my gosh, that's our issue
this morning.
Oh my God. Sue, she's 100 years old. I'm giving you the option, baby. You don't have to be in the photo if you don't want to, but what am I going to do? Grammy's 100. It's a different generation. It's old school. You know, she doesn't get it. I'm not saying you're wrong at all. Of course you're not wrong. You're right. But she's 100 years old. You know, she's not going to be here much longer. She probably won't be here by next Thursday.
It's not nice. What?
But now your kid's got to live with how it makes him feel the rest of their life.
She can't hear. She can hardly see. She barely, you know, what are we going to do?
But that photo lives forever. That photo is our family photo forever. What does that mean to Oliver and the other kids? I mean, it's just such a bad example.
We're going to have a million photos. We're going to have a billion photos of us and other people. And, of course, Ollie's our kid. And, of course, we're going to have a great life with Ollie. But this is the end of an old school life. And Grammy raised me. For all her faults and her prejudices and all that other stuff, I love her. If I upset my 100-year-old grandma, what does it say about me?
Roger, why wouldn't you say something to your grandmother and explain to her that it's really hurtful that she doesn't want your son to be in the picture?
I have. I tried to say it to her. She's iron-fisted. You cannot change this person. You're never going to, you can't change anybody. What, you think you're going to change a 100-year-old woman? Of course you're
not. It's just heartbreaking to me.
Well, what we can do is we can ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Sue, that you're a family unit and you want Roger to stand by your side and stick to his guns on this and say, you're not going and you're not being in it either. It's disrespectful to our baby. But they may see your side, Roger, and say, it's your grandmother. She's just, you know, from a different time, and she's 100, and this is kind of her thing, and she wants this picture, and you're just going to go smile for 5 minutes and be done with it.
Exactly.
I'm open to hearing.
All right, great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Hey, Ian and Raven.
Definitely her side. I think what they should do first is make Grammy stand there and watch them take a photo without her and the adopted child in it, and then let Grammy be in the photo and him not in it.
You know what I would do is, thank you for the call, sir. Have a good morning. I would make Grammy set up all the chairs, Anna, and do all the cooking that day. And then after, I would make Grammy clean up after all of us, because she's 100. By the end of the day, no more Grammy.
Oh, it's so... What? That...
Run her into the ground.
Oh, I have nothing to say because this makes me sick. We want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this? 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Hi, Anna and Raven.
Oh, well, actually, I had the same situation a while ago. And what we did with my great-grandmother was that we took two pictures, one with my son on it, one without it, and she was happy.
Yeah,
and
you are a better person than I am.
Right,
I give you a lot
thank
of credit.
Thank you so much. This is Truth from Denver, Connecticut for 99.9. I love you guys.
I love you. Thank you, dear.
Have a great morning.
He's a bigger person than I'll ever be.
Right. Super tough position to be in. Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm definitely on the wife's side on this one. This actually got me pretty fired up. I'm pretty upset over this.
It's disgusting. But then again, you look at some of these older generations, and I don't mean to put them down, but they just don't adapt or understand some of the things that come out of their mouths.
More importantly, let's say that you were, because you're so fired up and you're upset about this and you want to fight Grandma, I heard you say it. What is the first move you're putting on Grandma when she goes to rush you? What is the first move? Would it be a leg sweep?
Oh, come on, guys.
It's a leg sweep then. All right.
I want a right hook.
Oh, it's a right hook. It's a right hook.
Come on, guys.
Followed by a finishing move of an elbow. Right. Come on, guys, though. I would never consider that.
I would just take her right out with
right
hook.
I fight to win, but I would never consider that.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think about this?
I'm on her side. Grandma's 100 years old, and she could not be here in a month, but that child is going to have a whole lifetime of wondering why he wasn't in that picture.
Right.
Questioning that and spitting on Grandma's grave. You're right, sir.
Thank you for the call.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Sue, our audience agreed with you. It's rude, and Roger, you need to stick with your wife on this one. She's right.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, well, look, you need to come with me then and talk to her. I'm not going in there alone.
I will do it. I will do it, honey. I'm happy to
You have to be loving too. You can't yell at her.
Of course I'm not going to yell at her. I'll be sweet, and I'll be honest, and I think she'll get it.
Fine. I'll go with what the verdict is. I'm a man of my word.
All right. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com. Millennials have been blamed for killing marriage, chain restaurants.
Cheese. Remember that commercial I had about them killing cheese?
Right. Killed cheese. They don't need cheese anymore. But this is really... really caused some controversy over the last week. Star 99.9 at Santa and Raven. Millennials are being blamed for killing the flat sheet.
You know, I mean, this is absolutely disgusting when I heard about this. You've been using the word barbaric a lot lately.
Yeah.
And I feel like 9 out of 10 times it's been out of place. But this time, you should be using it when you describe these people.
Do you know that there's a whole slew of people that never even put it on the bed? They fold it and just put it in the closet. They don't use a flat sheet.
What do you use the flat sheet for? What do they feel like it's in the packaging for? To cover up dressers when they move?
I don't understand.
That doesn't make any sense whatsoever, because then you're putting your dead skin all over your comforter every night.
And then you got to wash your comforter every week.
And who does that?
No one.
Nobody.
Right.
Studies show people don't even wash their sheets enough. How often do you wash the sheets?
Every
in your
2 weeks.
Okay, well, that's always, that is the max.
Yeah, today is actually sheet changing day. Okay. You should bring that up.
It's you know that with my wife, I tell you every time, it's either Friday night or Sunday night. It's the worst nights of the week where I get up to bed and she's like, oh yeah, you got to put the sheets on, by the way.
That's also because your dog sleeps in bed with you, both your dogs. So that's a little bit
closer. One dog.
Well,
the other one, the 12-pounder, he just stretches out too much. We can't let him.
My husband has a bad habit, and when he makes the bed.
You're going to tell me he doesn't pull it up?
He pulls it all the way up.
Oh, no, you got to pull it all the way up.
No, to the top.
Oh, yeah, so there's a little overlap over the comforter.
Oh, see.
Me and Paul, we park our cars in the same garage.
That's where you're wrong, Raven. He pulls it so it's under the comforter and then puts the pillows on top. So when I get in bed at night and it's dark, sometimes I don't realize
you slip
I'm
in
not
between.
Under it. I'm not, right. There's nothing worse than all of a sudden when you're comfortable, you're about to fall asleep, and you realize I'm on top of the flat sheet.
That was hotel style. The fitted sheet is the requirement. It's like your liability insurance, all right?
Yeah.
But when you're doing well in life, you got to have a top sheet. That's the luxury.
We got to find out.
That is the luxury.
Maybe we're alone on this. 1-800-330-9999. Do you use the flat sheet or do you pack it away like a savage? We just got a Facebook message saying that he doesn't use any sheets, less laundry. That sounds just gross.
I mean, here's the thing. When you do wash that bottom fitted sheet, one more sheet in the washer is not taking up all that much space, sir. All right? I mean, you're still doing the load of laundry. You're really not saving anything.
Star 99.9, Anna and Raven, 1-800-330-9999. What do you think about this? You use that flat sheet?
You don't need to use it if you use a duvet cover. It's European style.
Oh, dude, those Europeans are filthy, filthy people, man.
I use a duvet. I think it's the same category as a comforter.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. I use a duvet.
No, you take the duvet cover off and you wash it like the sheet. It's so much more comfortable.
Oh, but then getting the buttons reattached duvet cover after. Oh, they're so terrible.
They're so hard. And then you mess up on one and you got to start all over
again. Thank you for the call.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think about the flat sheet? Necessary or a waste of time?
Definitely necessary, especially when you get too hot at night and you want to take the comforter off. You still have another layer.
Right.
Yeah.
It's about options.
It's true.
It's about options. That's luxury for you. Yeah.
Sometimes you wake up in a pool of sweat. And you're like, you know what? I don't need this comforter, but this flat sheet's going to give me all the protection I need from the monsters.
You know, every time.
Exactly.
Every time that I'm on the fence about whether or not I should have something, if it's a luxury item for myself, I ask myself, what would Brad Pitt do? All right? What would BP do? You think BP isn't using the top sheet? No way. Of course he gets a top sheet.
I think George Clooney has two top sheets.
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Flat sheet, do you use it or no?
Absolutely. But I have to say that I lived in Europe for 4 years, and they don't ever have top sheets.
It's disgusting.
It's
you know
weird.
What it is?
I'll say one thing. The big difference there is you don't buy a comforter like you do here. You buy some down comforter, you put a duvet cover on it, and that duvet cover goes in the wash every week.
We've discussed this, but the buttons are impossible. But the buttons on duvet covers are impossible. Thank you, ma'am, for the call. Have a good morning.
Do you know that I was growing up, not only do we have the flat sheet, but we also had a blanket on top of the flat sheet, then the comforter.
Right, right. Well, you had come to America then. This was your success story. I feel like the duvet cover and the goose down comforter in Europe, they're keeping it afloat like some sort of subsidiary. Right? So it's like ethanol in our gasoline here in the United States. We're just doing it to benefit the farms. So they're doing it just to take care of the down people.
You want to chime in on this too? You can head to our Facebook page. Let us know. Is that flat sheet obsolete or are you still using it? You can check out Anna and Raven on Facebook.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not hurt.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the work day.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff, Star 99.9.
That's right. If you ever need life advice, you can email my daughter Hayden. She's only 10, but she's got actually almost 10. Two more weeks.
Right.
But she's got a lot of advice to give. You can email her at Hayden@star999.com.
No copay, that's for sure. No degree, but I mean, she'll give it to you unfiltered every single time.
Yeah. Hayden, I recently lost my job, but I'm not sad about it. I've realized it's a time in my life to do something I really would like. I've always wanted to be my own boss, and I've decided that I'm going to open a retail store. I've got a few ideas, but I was just wondering, if you were going to open a store, what would you sell? And it's signed Ashley. Well, that's interesting. Kind of fun. Exciting. What do you think?
Well, I would sell the essentials. I would sell toilet paper. I would sell paper towels. I would sell candy. And I would sell lottery tickets.
Hold on. The essentials include candy and lottery tickets? What, are you opening a bodega?
No, I'm opening a gas shop, but with very overpriced items.
You're opening a gas station. That's what you mean by gas shop, right?
Yeah, but minus the gas.
So you're opening a gas station that doesn't sell gas, but only sells candy, lottery tickets, and the essentials.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's not all.
Okay, what else?
We also have water gallons. Mm-hmm. We have a frozen food aisle that includes ice cream, frozen pizzas, and frozen dinners for one and two in case you want to get romantic.
Oh, okay.
Oreos, Milano cookies, Stella Doro cookies.
You're basically opening a bakery aisle like that you would find in Walmart, but at a gas station that doesn't sell gas.
Yes, and this gas station would be called Gassy's Non-Gassy Gas Place.
Yeah.
That's a bodega.
That's a bodega. I mean, straight up bodega.
You hit that early on. Right. That's a bodega.
I was like, yep. Okay.
Right.
Can I get an 18-pack of Bud Light here?
Right. Maybe out the back door, maybe. And who knows? Right.
That didn't make her an essentials list. Yeah, no. Essentials list. If you ask Aiden, what are the essentials, it's lottery tickets.
Right.
And toilet paper.
Stella right. Dora cookies. Right, right.
No gas.
Not necessarily in that order, right.
Well, I don't suggest opening that store.
If you need life advice, email me, Hayden@star999.com. Hayden, H-A-Y-D-E-N, @star999.com. See you next week.
Oops.
I specifically told you not to unveil the maracas until we were ready.
I'm sorry.
Star 99.9, Santa and Raven. We have been working very hard on writing our own Oscar-winning song. After Anthony Rosamondo from here in Connecticut got up on stage with Lady Gaga to accept the award for Best Original Song.
Great job, Ant.
Nice job.
Woo. Nice job. Great song.
We figured that we could do it, too. So we've been taking your nominations all week on what kind of song we should write, what the topic should be, and what the genre of music could be.
Listen, don't lump me in with the rest of you guys that thought that writing a hit song would be easy. I'm good at the Dr. Seuss type thing or whatever, but it has not been easy. I haven't had the inspiration that Bradley Cooper gives to Lady Gaga to get this song out of me.
All right, why don't we listen to some of the suggestions?
Driving to work now, and I'm sure that everyone listens to your song when they're driving. So you could do a song about everything you guys see on the road.
And Ann Raven, what should our song be about?
I honestly would love to hear Anna's rap. I really want you guys to do it about how Star 99 brightens your day.
I think you should do something either punk or heavy metal. Since you guys are live radio, I think I got the title, Working Without a Net.
Listen, rap, everything that happens in that studio.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
On the couple's court, all the different little people that have called in. Either rock or pop. How about
hip-hop? How about hip-hop and a zap?
Here's what we've decided. After a lot of deliberation and Raven complaining nonstop.
Oh, my gosh.
We've gone.
Yesterday was stressful, man.
Yeah, we're going to do a rock song with an R&B interlude. And it's going to be about behind the scenes at the Anna and Raven show.
Listen, I've been checking out a lot of YouTube lately on the ride home, listening to a lot of Bobby Brown when he first left New Edition. And that was my inspiration on this stuff right here.
We're going to win an Oscar.
I love the R&B rap breakdown there in the middle. It's the best.
Tomorrow, we're having a professional guitarist come in to perform the song for us. But we have to finish writing the melody and working on the lyrics. So what I've done to get us started is I've brought in some instruments from my house.
Right.
I have my daughter Hayden's American Girl doll guitar.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Very small.
That actually belongs to a doll. I thought it was something that you got like in Mexico.
No.
Where somebody was made it there. You know how like, they give you a child guitar and it's usually like fisher-proof safe.
Beautiful.
Like they can't shove it in their mouth or whatever. That thing, you could injure yourself
badly. This is an American Girl doll guitar because, and if she knows I have it, she'd be very upset. Raven, I brought from you maracas from Cancun.
Right.
And Christian, I got a triangle.
Speaking of safety hazard.
That belongs to my my newborn daughter.
Nice, okay. Good.
All right, so now here's what I'm thinking. You guys have to follow my lead because I have the guitar here, the very
triangle.
Small. Because kids like instruments.
Blew the baptism gift.
Okay. So now for the rock, it's got to be
chord?
Deep.
Okay.
All right, chime in. So it's got to be like boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom.
No.
You don't like that?
No, I'm just going to wait till the guy gets here tomorrow. All right. Boom, Charlie boom. Will come in. Charlie, I hope you've been working on something and you have something prepared.
Listen,
but you're right. Anybody could do what Anthony Rosamondo did. Right? Anybody.
All right. Are
triangle
you sure
solo.
You don't like this? All right. Triangle solo. All right. Tomorrow.
Dinner time.
I swear we're gonna have our act together. We're going to nail this tomorrow. I know we are.
Right.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Oh, we had a good thing going. Shake and bake.
Spent hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Were people nice? No.
Did you make any friends?
Yeah.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Your situation would be concurrently improved if I had $200 in my back pocket right now.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Hey, Sean, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Yes. Raven, leave the room, please.
Sure. Good luck, Sean.
Okay. Let's do this. Here's how it's going to work. Raven is walking out in the hallway. When that door closes, He can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. It's a tie. It does go to Raven. But if you could beat him, we're going to give you a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready?
All right. Thank you. All right. Go ahead.
Number 1. How many dice are used in the board game Yahtzee?
The number 5.
Number 2. Ryan Reynolds will voice the main character, Detective Pikachu, in the new movie. Who is Ryan Reynolds' wife?
Blake Lively.
Number 3. Carly Rae Jepsen dropped 2 new songs this week. Finish these lyrics to her song, Call Me Maybe. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy.
So call me maybe.
Number 4. The cast of 90210 will be reuniting for a 6-episode event on Fox. The characters Brenda and Dylan have not been announced to return, while the others have been confirmed. Who played Brenda and Dylan?
Shannon Doherty and Jamie Foxx. I forget.
Jamie Foxx. That's okay. Number 5. This past week, Pokemon celebrated 23 years. What country did Pokemon originate?
Germany.
Okay. Let's bring Raven back in. Raven!
That took forever.
Okay. Sean got 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5 with all that time. Wow. Yeah.
All right. You ready?
Sean, work the Google. Here we go.
Number 1. How many dice are used in the board game Yahtzee?
There are 5 dice in Yahtzee.
That is correct. Sean's still leading you 2-1. Number 2, Ryan Reynolds will voice the main animated character, Detective Pikachu, in the new movie. Who is Ryan Reynolds' wife?
Blake Lively. You're a Crime Stopper. Figure it out.
All right. You guys are tied at 2. Number 3, Carly Rae Jepsen dropped 2 new songs this week. Finish these lyrics to her song, Call Me Maybe. Hey, I just met you and this is crazy.
But here's my number. So call me maybe.
That's right.
And then at the end, he wants to talk to the guitarist. Remember the video? It's the best.
All right. Raven takes the lead 3-2. Number 4, the cast of 90210 will be reuniting for a 6-episode event on Fox. The characters, Brenda and Dylan, have not been announced to return, while the others have been confirmed. Who played Brenda and Dylan?
Shannon Doherty and, it's not.
Final answer, please.
Luke Phillips?
No, Luke Perry.
Yeah, Luke Phillips is the guy I went to high school with.
He's definitely not on 90210.
He's my buddy. I miss you, bro.
It's so funny.
Coming
Sean,
to see you soon.
Sean knew Shannon Doherty, too, and couldn't remember Luke Perry.
Right, right.
Okay, Sean, I'm sorry. Raven's still leading you 3-2. Number 5, this past week, Pokemon celebrated 23 years. What country did Pokemon originate?
I'm just going to take a shot and say Japan.
Japan is correct.
Woo! They're allies.
I'm sorry, Sean. Raven beat you 4-2 this morning.
This is Sean from Westport, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you for trying, Sean. We appreciate it.
Better luck next time.
Thanks. Bye.
We'll get another shot to win coming up tomorrow morning. But if you want the cheat sheet, the first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions, make sure you're listening today, 5:30 with Kevin Begley.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters August 6th. Get your tickets now at angel.com/sketch.